Good evening, everyone. It's the 18th of July. I'm doing this for the 19th, the morning of, but it's the evening of the 18th when I'm recording this. And I've been watching some beautiful footage of Alaska. The guy lived up in there by himself out in the mountains and shows all the beautiful wildlife. God's creation is just remarkable. Showed large, very large brown bears. It showed lots of elk, lots of wild animals. And birds would even come up and land on his finger. We got to know him so well. I think it was a falcon. Well, God created everything. You know, everything that we see with our eyes, everything that we can't see. Created both visible and invisible, tells us in 1 Colossians. The beauty of the earth is... it's just mind-boggling. And it showed white rabbits that just fit right in with the snow. And the birds in the wintertime, they were white, and then they turned brown in the summertime to fit in with the trees. And he did ice fishing. And he lived off of fish, off of trout, you know. He said, I never shot any big game because it would have been way too much meat for one person, you know. Anyway, I know that one of the best things that I ever did was move to the country when I was living in Independence at that time, and Mark was having a lot of problems with his mind, and we bought about 12 acres and moved out to Weatherby, Missouri, northwest Missouri, and that was the best thing I ever did. We lived there for 11 years, and then we moved into the little town of Weatherby. It was only 98 people. And then from there we moved back out to the country again, out here in the Ozarks. We've been out here in the Ozarks now 7 years. And we love it. It's quiet for the most part. So every once in a while kids will get out their four-wheelers and stuff, but for the most part it's a real quiet environment. Live on the top of an Ozark mountain. And it's a beautiful setting. And I like to go out and take walks. You know, sometimes it's a little painful with my arthritis, but I like to get out and see nature. And I'm trying to walk about 3/4 of a mile every day, you know. Keep the old bones going. If you don't use it, you lose it, right? But anyway, when we look at God's creation, we realize that He is beyond our explanation as far as His majesty, His power, His glory. Can you imagine what heaven must be like? We're living in a fallen world, but we can still see the beauty. Can you imagine what heaven must be like without any curse? Without any taints of sin? And to think that He left the ivory palaces of glory and the Lord Himself and came down to this cursed earth to die on a cruel and rugged cross. What absolute selflessness not selfishness, selflessness to do that for his people. And so this grand scheme, this covenant between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to come and to be conceived of a virgin, to walk 33 years on this earth, to put up with scorn and persecution for 33 years from the very people that he created. Wow. Quite a remarkable story, you know? Quite a remarkable story. Looking back in history, we see events unfold. The greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It's not just a novel. No, the story is true, how God sent his Son to die to redeem his chosen few. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was his master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for the sinner through his blood. The work is done. Well, I would recommend to everyone that hears this devotional that you would spend more time enjoying God's creation. Go out in a remote area and just take all of it in. You know, it's going to be winter time before long. We better enjoy this summer while we have it. I always like the fall of the year when the leaves change, and I love the spring. It's really hot here in Pineville. It's going to be over 100 degrees for the next 6 days here. So, but we get out in the early mornings when it's still cool, and then we go out in the early evening. Well, I guess more like late evening. It's still 96 degrees here right now, and it's 8:20 Central Time. Still 96. So. But anyway, I've just been thinking a lot about God's creation. And a lot of people worship the Creator more than their worship the creation more than the Creator. They worship creation. We shouldn't worship. We can admire God's creation, but we don't worship it. We're not tree huggers. Okay. But we can certainly take it all in. We can be in awe of his creation. So that's what's kind of on my mind tonight. I hope you have a great evening. And don't forget to stop and smell the roses along the way. God bless.